education of the human. Yes.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me.
But so I will have to transmise it, so I can transmise it to the higher planetary system. I can transmise it amongst the ghosts and evil spirits, or I can transmise it ordinary life, or I can transmise it to the kingdom of God. Everything is open.
It's a good deal.
Why I shall not transmigrate to back to home, back to God? Why shall I go to the? This is the problem. If I have to endeavor in this life for my next life, why not endeavor for next life? Go back to Krishna and live with him eternally, blissfully. If I have to work for some next life, why not work? And it is so easy in these days. Kirtanareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Pramodhi. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, he becomes liberated from all contamination and goes back to home. Simply by. This is a special advantage of this age, because people are generally fallen. So, Krishna has given a special consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, into this, that you simply chant the holy name of Krishna, is liberated. Simply, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. There is no explanation. Suppose you are going on your car, and if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is your loss? But if there is gear, why not take it? This is our problem.
There is one sort of problem, in a way, that I found. When chanting all the time, and that was that I start being able to relate less and less to all the people I know. I mean, then there's only five or few people like Shyam Sundar, or just a few people, then that's okay, but most of the other people, you know, I suddenly found myself on such a different level that it's hard to relate.
Yeah.
And then it's like it feels as though it's a point where I have a decision of either slowing down and pulling back towards those people in order to try and pull them with me, or maybe it's because I'm not ready to go, or just cutting the thing off and just going completely. You know what I mean? Just in day-to-day things, the more and more the building.
Material management.
Yeah. But the build-up of the mantra, I mean, the effect, has been so subtle in a way, but there's all that point where I just can't relate anymore to anybody. Maybe you don't have that experience.
Says that when you chant, you become spiritualized, so it is difficult to relate with his business associates, colleagues.
But not even that, to my friends, even to my wife. I mean, to anybody. You know, it's
sometimes difficult to see.
Your wife is very favorable.
Yeah.
She's nice, girl.
Yeah, she's an angel, you know, in a way. She's okay.
If wife is favorable, then that is a great advantage.
But you see, what happens is, this is also a terrible thing. Yes, is that, you know, like, now if I'm not into it too deeply, then I'll come down to begin the day and I'll be quite tired, say to this, okay, and I'll be go to But the day, the period when I'm so deeply into that, chanting all the time, and when I finish chanting, I come down, I'm like Ravana. Now I come down and I'm not smiling and I'm not particularly happy because I'm saying, Gunas, get down, why is this? You know, it's like there's more urgency involved. The realization that everybody's wasting the time and everybody's doing mundane things, mm-hmm. which are, and you know, just having a little bit of mundane fun.
But when you were chanting, you wrote the song, and it's proven by people purchasing all the songs that they want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is to work to find a balance, because obviously I know where I benefit by doing that, but I'm benefiting so much that suddenly I find I'm out on a limb, and it's hard to be able to pull those people with you. You know, to the point where suddenly I'm not going to know them anymore.
Is it that it's difficult when you become spiritualized by chanting? You feel it's a dangerous position in a way, because then you will be cut off from his audience, from people who will, the ordinary people. He's afraid they will not understand him. You will not be able to take them with him to that point. So you have to find a balance.
Yes, you keep balance. Your position, keep your position, but just like external, internal. And Raghunath Das Goswami, yes, when he was Raghunath Das at home, he became attracted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So immediately he wanted to leave home and go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, no, don't do it. Haste it. It is not required. You, externally, you remain as you are. You are a rich man's son. You was management, Jamindai. And he was a good manager. Krishna will help you. So bhajye loko vyavahar, antarnishtha, bhajye loko vyavahar. Within, you just keep yourself all as Krishna conscious. Outside, you just deal just like ordinary. This is tactics. Because your talent is not ordinary talent. So you are getting money, so why should I refuse? He refused to get it, no? Money can be utilized for Krishna. Our policy is not that, that you don't touch money. Why not? But Krishna said, you have to do so many things. So money is called Lakshmi. When I heard that this village is Lakshmi more. More Lakshmi. So, Lakshmi is, according to Vedic idea, Lakshmi Narayan. You understand Narayan?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi means fortune.
Yeah.
Goddess of fortune. And Narayan means the Supreme Lord. So we worship
Narayan.
Krishna is another creature, Narayan. Vishnu. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. And he has expansion, many expansions. We are also expansion. Living in this. Ego Bhoshama. He has expanded. Just like father expands by many sons. Similarly, God has expanded in many parts and parcels. Vishnu form is the original form. Ansa, it is called Ansa. Personal expression. Vishnu. We, living entity, we are Vibhinna. Exactly, our position is not on the God's platform, on the servant, God's servant's platform.
You say Vishnu is the first expansion.
Yes, no, first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. From Baladev, there are four expansions. There is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then from Sankarsan, next expansion is Narayana, four animals. That is Vishnu form.
So, we just be making some music in California. One of the songs which Ravi Shankar's music, but one of the songs is with Vedic, based on the Vedic thing, is Jai Jagadisha Hare, which is the 10 avatars of Vishnu.
Yes. Kesavadita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha
Hare. Beautiful song.
Yes.
But I was wondering, doing that song, finding out the 10 incarnations of turtle and the midget and all the different...
That is Jayadev.
I was trying to figure why there was never anything spoken about Krishna.
Krishna is not incarnate.
Yes.
Krishna is not incarnate. Krishna is the origin of all incarnation. Incarnations are called avatar.
Avatar.
Yes. And Krishna is avatari. Avatari means
with an eye.
From whom all avatars come.
Avatar with an eye on the end. Is that avatari or ami or?
Avatari. Yes. Why? Avatari.
So you just have a Y on the end.
Yes, avatari.
Because there's so many times where they say in books,
avatara, and he is avatari. This is the difference. Therefore, in that song, a mass, Kesavadhita, Meena Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha. It is praying to Krishna. Kesava is the name of Krishna. Kesava, you have appeared and you have incarnated as the mean of Sarira. Varaha Sarira, Nishinga Sarira, Kesava Dita, Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha. Kesava Dita, Rama Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha. Kesava Dita, Raghuvira Rupa, Jaya Jagadish, like that.
Yeah, which, whereabouts would the words appear? Because
it is composed by one Vaishnava poet,
Jayadev
Goswami.
But is there any place where those words are being printed, where I could see what the words
are? Oh, no, we can give you.
Have it in any of...
Oh, yes, you can. Okay. Can you, where is Satsuru calling? Yes. I can give him immediately. Let me give him immediately. Kesavad. Pralaya paya dhijale dhitavana sidhira.
Next time I come, I'll bring these songs for you to hear.
Oh, yes.
Really nice. We did.
Who has sang Ravi Shankar?
Now on this one, it was actually made a few years ago, and we just took, the tape was never released.
Sung by whom?
It's sung by, he's the son of the priest from the temple in a place just south of Bombay, on the beach, Goa.
Oh.
There's some priest in the temple, there's his son.
Oh.
And the other song sung by Lakshmi Shankar.
Lakshmi Shankar.
Lakshmi Shankar. I think you met one.
Lakshmi Shankar.
You remember when you met Ravi Shankar?
Yes.
Lakshmi is Ravi's elder brother. He's got an older brother.
Rajendra
Shankar is his wife. And she sings the song.
Can you give and direct him with diacritic mark this avatar, dasa avatar? Yeah, what is? It is printed?
Yes.
That is Bengali.
Yeah, but it is.
No.
Can you remember the code that on our India system? Did you plan to hear that?
I don't think so.
Because that was Lakshmi's thing.
Oh. Should you sister in law?
Yeah.
He's telling
you. She sings really nice. But there's on the record we've just been making,
Akash Ganga, just below our apartment, she has a little bit of
No, no,
wife.
No.
Yes.
She's a very strange person, the one who lives in Utah. But the songs is, there's Jai Jagadisha Hare, then three more songs, all about Krishna. One's called I Am Missing You, Krishna, Where Are You? Which Ravi wrote, first time he's written a song for the English language.
If Ravi Shankar is interested, we can give so many nice songs about Krishna.
Well, I'm sure that he's...
This song,
over time, he has songs with two written in Bengali. Supanime and Kahagalewa.
Oh, there is Hindi song.
Hindi.
There is one song by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bi Phale Janam Goyin Manushya Janam Paiya Radha Krishna Namojya. I think we have I sung. Have you got that record?
Well, this one.
So if he's interested in singing about Krishna, he can do
it. So this one song.
And then join together, he and he.
Well, that's what we've been doing it.
I can help you.
For some time now, but this one song which is so simple. And the melody and the words are so simple that it's beautiful. It's in English. I am missing you. It only has three lines. I am missing you, Krishna.
That is your song.
That's Ravi Shankar. I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? Though I can't see you, I hear your flute all the while. Repeat. Please come wipe my tears and make me smile. But it's so sweet, I'm sure it's going to be very, very popular song.
They're releasing it as a popular recording. George produced it and Ravi wrote it. And his sister-in-law sings it.
Oh, that Owen came, that is his sister-in-law.
Lakshmi.
His elder brother is Uday
Shankar. Yeah.
He is very good dancer. I think he is of our age. He is old man.
Yes. He's had, he had a lot of strokes and brain hemorrhage and things all at the same time. He's so strong and deep that he just keeps going. Okay.
Still. This song is very famous song, Jai Jagadisha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is that? Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yes,